To know me is to know that I am always doing something. Nadine and lazy are not synonymous. I honestly don't remember the moment it started for me. The moment where I got really tired. Tired of too much. Too much of doing things I didn't really want to do. Too much of useless information. Too much of being around people I didn't want to be around. Too much time spent cleaning when I didn't really have that time to spare. Too much of having stuff. Stuff I didn't use. Too much of everything and everyone else and not enough of me. I wanted less and I wanted to breathe again. So I found a book called Organized Life. Every month, you are challenged to organize a specific area in your life. I was struggling with doing my job really well and keeping my personal life organized. I was excelling in one area of my life and flopping in another. Sometimes I would be so consumed with work that I didn't have the mental capacity to focus on me or my health or what it was that I wanted. Work was my husband and kids, y'all. So I started seeking things that could help me get a handle on stuff before things got worse. I stumbled across something called the Sunday Basket and joined a Facebook group full of people wishing to do the same. I began building a solid routine for myself, which helped me honor my days off, and even created a productivity game. I wanted to really introduce intentionality into my life. It was a Friday evening and I had just got done settling in, wanted to watch Netflix, or as the kids like to call it, Netflix and chill. I stumbled across this documentary called Minimalism by Ryan Nicodemus and Joshua Fields Milburn, collectively known as The Minimalist. It was a solution to a problem that at the time I didn't know I needed. Ever since then, I have been on this minimalism journey that encouraged me to start removing things from my living space while at the same time reducing my consumption rate. Minimalism has even influenced me to move towards a monochromatic wardrobe, therefore decreasing my decision fatigue. And if you haven't listened to that episode, you can listen to it right after this one. It has saved me money and time, and get this, increased my productivity. I shifted my focus from having stuff to focusing on what really mattered: my faith, my friends and my family, and my future. My focus shifted towards creating memories instead of collecting more memorabilia. Minimalism now bleeds into everything I do. It is essentially a part of who I am now, and I love it. Furthermore, minimalism has helped me to determine what to say no to and when to say it. The beauty in this is that I am able to produce more with less time and less headache. It has been an answer to having a balanced life for me. I personally believe that minimalism looks different for everyone. According to The Minimalist, minimalism is a tool to rid yourself of life's excess in favor of focusing on what's important, so you can find happiness, fulfillment, and freedom. So for one person, that means owning less than 100 items and traveling the world. For another person, it can mean simplifying, consuming less, and being intentional on the things we own and do. I also think people misunderstand minimalism. It's not about numbers or living on literally nothing. Minimalism is about intentionality, not deprivation. It's anti-consumerism and the opposite of materialism. It's focusing on having moments and not letting the materials have you. I'm not trying to convert you to minimalism because I understand that it's not for everyone, although I do believe that it can be. In the next few minutes, I want to share with you how the benefits of minimalism have increased my productivity. Minimalism has increased my productivity in three ways. The first way, intentionality. I've always been the type of person to do things with intentionality. I think this is why I enjoy themes. Everything has to make sense for me, especially if I'm going to be spending a considerable amount of time on whatever that thing is. I've mentioned the importance of knowing your values in previous episodes. Since I know what's valuable to me, I can make better decisions on what to purchase, when to purchase, where to spend my time, and what to spend my time on. If you pay attention to anything I do, I try to make sure it aligns with my personal brand. I've done this with the clothes I wear, the places I go, the people I hang out with, the jobs I accept, and the projects I work on. What you do says a lot about who you are. Doing things with intention also helps me to focus on what truly matters. I'm less distracted and as a result, more productive. I became more intentional on where I focused my time and energy. Things that truly matter to me. Number two is reclaiming time. Target is my weakness. I sometimes have found myself at Target for no apparent reason. I just like being in Target, and finding cool things that I like are a bonus. But Target used to cost me a lot of money, and before you knew it, my home was full of stuff that I did not necessarily need or use. After starting my journey, when making a purchase, I would ask myself, will I use this months from now? That is one of the ways that I gauge whether I want to purchase something or not. Doing that has obviously saved me money, but I found that this question applied to my time as well. And if there is anything worse than wasting money, it's wasting time. I hate wasted time. So I ask myself when it comes to everything, will saying yes to this matter to me months from now? If I do this, what will it cost me? Minimalism has definitely helped me to reclaim time. This is on top of the time I've spared by cleaning less and finding things easier. My goodness. I stopped saying yes to opportunities that did not align with my goals or my values. And as a result, I saved time to use on things that really matter to me. And number three, less is more. Because of minimalism, I've adopted this basic principle, less is more. Less is more. Sometimes having too much and doing too much causes more harm than good. Think about this. With it being the new year, some of us get overly ambitious and assign ourselves more goals than a soccer match. Or we go into passion projects and business ventures with so many ideas, we burn ourselves out before we can even get to the purpose of the project or the business. I've seen people try and do too much in a short amount of time, and it didn't end pretty for them. Hell, I've done it numerous times to myself. Less is more. Living on this idea that simplicity is key gives me the freedom to focus on a few and do the few really well. It is far more better to be excellent at one thing than to be mediocre at a lot of things. So what goals and resolutions can you skip on pursuing this year? What should you choose to focus on and attempt to be really good at? I watched this hilarious Netflix stand-up special performed by comedian Ronnie Chang. He talked about his experiences moving to the U.S. from Malaysia and the things he's observed. He hilariously points out how Americans live in excess, and we do. Everything is in excess. Although minimalism looks different for a lot of people, you don't have to become a minimalist to reap these benefits. What are some things that you can minimize this year to help you live intentionally and make the best use of your time? As I always say, and truly believe, less is more. Thanks for listening. Until next time.